Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get the privacy online without any trade-offs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. What do we still got? We have flubs of the week.
Yes, the flubs. We've added several. You had a rough day one day this week, maybe Tuesday or
even
Wednesday.
Bob Costas had a small flub during
he
our
did.
I don't know if it made the flubs of the
he
week
corrected
or not.
It.
He did.
He corrected.
I correct my flubs as well.
Mm.
Sometimes I plow through them.
Yeah.
Occasionally I correct them. Our brand manager, who is going to be filling in for Paul as our producer on Monday, we're going to just kind of do a little early show meeting on the air with him coming up here in about 10 minutes. Adam is going to join us.
Why is he so nervous?
I don't understand. I mean, he's done this before. He's probably done it longer than I've done it.
Yeah, and
you
like...
You can make people nervous.
Me?
Being on the air with you is somewhat nerve-wracking.
What?
I get nervous quite a bit.
Get out of here!
Doing this show.
Why?
So I would think that I would understand why Adam might be a little nervous.
Expand on that.
You're
a little
difficult.
Bit.
You're,
what are you talking about?
You can be difficult.
Difficult? How?
You're demanding.
Am I?
You like things done the way you like them done.
No, I'll tell you,
you
what.
Have a very.
I'll tell you my demands.
You have a very set image of what you'd like the show to sound like.
Here's my demands: be on time, be prepared. That's it.
That's not it.
That's it.
It's not it.
There. I have two things that bother me. If you're not on time and you're not prepared, that's it. Those are my only demands. I mean, I have content suggestions.
That is what I'm talking about.
I am a filter for our content. There's no question. I have taken that role in the last year or so and become the content filter. Yes, I will give you that. Does that make me difficult, or does that mean I care?
It makes you both. I know you care.
Yeah, you know I care.
I also know that sometimes you're wrong.
When?
About content. For instance, when you roll your eyes when I want to talk about some golf.
Right.
Like right now, I wanted to talk about Phil Mickelson.
You just did.
And his idea for making this an annual match with Tiger Woods and some of the other names that have been thrown out as potential partners for these guys. And you just don't think that's good content. You think that
people
are bored by golf. Golf talk doesn't move the needle, quote unquote.
It doesn't really.
I think there's a good audience out there, especially in San Diego, who would love to hear a little golf talk, a little more regular golf talk.
I feel like
Ben and Woods.
All right, so here's the deal. Next Zoom meeting, you come to the table with, I've got an idea for a segment, and this is what I want to call it, In Ben's Hole or something. Something that will make people want to tune in, right? Ben's Shaft Report. Okay? Ben's Balls and Shafts. I'm in. All you have to do is pitch it to me in a way that will make it sound interesting. And then I'm in. You know I'm in. And the thing is, what I like to do.
But some people find golf talk interesting without having to be pitched on.
I totally.
They want actually like serious discussion of what's going on in the PGA Tour. serious discussion of, you know, tournaments each week.
I don't think anybody.
And we don't
feels
really spend
way,
a lot of time.
Ben, I don't feel. I don't think anybody.
Maybe we
feels
should put out a poll on Ben and Woods. Would you like more golf talk?
No,
on Ben and Woods.
Serious golf talk.
Serious golf talk on Ben and Woods.
Like a you would want to do a segment? How often? Once a week.
Once a week, maybe.
That's fine. Do it. Pitch it. I'm in.
Why do I have to pitch it? I host the show. What do you mean? Pitch it. Pitch it to who? Pitch to you?
Pitch to us. We pitch everything. You know this. Brandon says you two are having a fight. Adores. We don't fight. This is a conversation. We're going to be talking to our boss soon. And yeah, I think. All right. How about this? I have an idea. I'll pull back next week. We'll see how the show goes. I'm not going to decide anything. You got it. It's all you. We don't have to do raps. We don't have to do has been ever. We don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
See, don't be that way. Don't be the all or nothing guy.
I'm just saying.
That's you're being all or nothing guy.
All right. I'll do half, you do half. Deal? I get half to say, you get half to say.
Will we announce, is this a Woods segment or a Ben segment before we start?
I like to try new stuff. It's like when we did Guestless Wednesday, you were very nervous about Guestless Wednesday. We knocked Guestless Wednesday out of the yard. Out of the yard. Do I swing and miss sometimes? Yeah. Every radio show does. I like to think we get a lot more doubles and home runs than we do swings and
misses. And do I not willingly and enthusiastically agree to many of your ideas? I do.
Mostly all of them. Yeah, you're very easy.
I am.
Yeah, and you're trusting. You trust that I know I'm not going to lead us down the wrong path.
Right.
You know?
But I also feel like when I get an idea in my head, oftentimes it's more of an eye roll situation.
No, never. Dusty tweets in, no golf, surfing Dusty. There's one against you right there. Man, I don't mind. I like when you talk golf because you explain it to me. And you always have good stories. So I don't care.
If they do this match every year, would you rather see Michael Jordan and Steph Curry teamed up with Phil and Tiger or Larry David and Bill Murray?
Holy S word. Larry David and Bill Murray.
Would you go for the entertainment?
Oh, my God.
Michael Jordan, though, if they could really get MJ, I think that would be a coup.
I think it'd be amazing. But do LeBron and MJ?
Does LeBron play golf? Steph Curry is a really good golfer.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's like played on the PGA. He does the like PGA Tour. He does the web.com tour or whatever they're calling it nowadays.
Yeah.
He plays that Bay Area tournament every year. He's good at golf. MJ is obviously pretty decent at golf. He's very passionate about it. They'd be two really good players to go along with Phil and Tiger.
Yep.
But Larry David and Bill Murray, while they're not great at golf, they're funny.
Isn't Bill pretty good? I think they're both okay, aren't they?
I mean, he wouldn't embarrass himself. They're both passionate about the game.
Benny, you just got me excited about golf. See? This is why you should pitch your segment.
Larry David. I thought you said Larry Bird because you said Michael Jordan, and then you said Bill
Steph
Murray.
Curry.
And
I'm thinking Larry Bird.
The Space Jam group, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Larry Bird, I guess. Larry David, I'm all in. Are you kidding me?
Larry Bird would be the worst. I don't want to look at Larry Bird for that long. He's uncomfortable to look at. I'm sorry. It's mean. But in the Jordan documentary, I was like, I've hung out with Larry Bird. I drank with Larry Bird for a whole night. It was the greatest night of my life. It was extremely uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable to look at. I'm sorry. So not Larry Bird. Larry David and Bill Murray with those guys would be must-see TV. I mean,
those are the ideas that are being thrown out.
You know, for me,
I like it. I enjoyed it. I want to see an annual game with Tiger and Phil with different partners. I'm all in.
I got an idea too. Spice it up. How about get a couple of 15 handicaps out there and make Tiger play with a 7-iron and a putter? That to me is. I will run to the television and be like, "All right, this guy's what's an average handicap like?" Not great, but not...
Like an 18.
An
like
18.
A stroke-a-hole
all
kind
right,
of guy.
So you take a stroke-a-hole guy out there against Tiger Woods. He's got all
Stroganoff.
His...
Stroke-a-hole.
He's got all his gear. He can use do whatever he wants. Tiger gets a 7-iron
Tiger
and a putter.
Tiger would destroy an amateur player, even with just a 7-iron. Tiger can hood a 7-iron, probably hit a 225 down the middle.
And just bing, bing,
and then just
bing,
right on the green. Could chip with it. I mean, yeah, he'd get a couple of situations where he'd be a little stuck if he got in a bunker or something, but Tiger would annihilate most people, even with just a 7-iron. Absolutely. All right, we will check in with our boss, Adam. He's going to fill in for Paul on Monday. Just want to make sure things are done the right way on Ben and Woods. I have no doubt that this is going to be a great show on Monday. No offense, Paul, but I'm looking forward to working just with Adam for a day to see what goes on.
Drake says, I'm all in for golf once a week. Suck it, Woods. Drake, I'm in for golf once a week. Here's what I want. I want you to want to do a golf segment. That's what I want.
You want me to want to do a golf segment?
Yep. And just say, hey, I'm doing a golf.
But you'll find it.
I won't.
Some of the things that I find interesting, you'll find boring.
This isn't boring.
This one wasn't. No.
Right. Hey, I've done a lot of boring crap on our show. They're not, like I said, they're not all home runs.
All right. We will we'll talk to
our
fill-in.
I want you to be passionate
about it. Our boss and fill-in producer, plus Flubs of the Week, up next with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.